The mind of David Milch is a place where genius and demons collide. Milch's imagination brought us the classic cop show NYPD Blue. He created Deadwood, the HBO series about gold chasers in the Wild West. He's written shows about crime, news, surfing, horse racing, and more. He's one of the most noted writers in television history. But then there are those demons.
I've had other interests which have shaped me when they haven't destroyed me.
Today, Milch works from a modest blue house here in Santa Monica. Tables and desks are stacked with treatments for a movie version of Deadwood that he's developing for HBO. On the wall nearby are names of characters from Shadow Country, a novel that he's adapting for the network. Milch writes with his lips, not his hands. He leans into a black leather chair and dictates the plot and dialogue. As Milch talks, an assistant types a script that will bring those words to life.
No law at all in Deadwood. Is that true?
Being on Indian land.
So then you won't be a marshal?
Taking goods there to open a hardware business. Me and my partner.
If I'd have got there, I'd have been prospecting. Jesus Christ Almighty. No law at all. Gold you could scoop from the streams with your bare hands.
From incarceration to the Ivy League, Milch has lived his life at the extremes. He was a highly regarded young writer at Yale and the University of Iowa, but he also got mixed up in drinking and drugs. Milch had a knack for finding trouble and getting in and out of it. He even spent time in a Mexican jail, but not long after was back at Yale, this time teaching. Later, now in Hollywood and writing for the cop show Hill Street Blues, Milch sometimes flew to Vegas in the evening, gambled straight through the night, and flew back to be at his desk the very next morning. For years, Milch was a fixture at racetracks, both as a bettor and as an owner. It's an interest rooted in his Buffalo childhood. Milch's father, who was a doctor, used to take him to races in Saratoga every August. They didn't do much together, Milch says, but they did spend time at the track.
The interest in horse racing was very much of a permutation of my relation with him. And so there was a drivenness to it and a compulsion that, as I mentioned earlier, I don't think necessarily was one of the best parts of my life.
Milch's horse racing brought highs and lows. As an owner, he won the Breeders' Cup twice, but he lost big, too. According to a recent story in The Hollywood Reporter, Milch lost $25 million gambling between 2000 and 2011. He owes $17 million to the IRS. Those figures come from a lawsuit Milch's wife, Rita, filed against their business managers. So does this fact. Rita provides David with $40 a week in cash, ensuring her husband cannot gamble.
Today, I'm blessed to be relieved of certain obsessions that have organized my behavior in the past.
Right.
Is that adequately euphemistic?
Milch, who's 71, leads a simple life here in Santa Monica. No Vegas overnights, no wagers. He works with a small staff and mentors young writers. One of them, a young man with special needs, was in Milch's office when we arrived for this interview. This young writer, whose father is an actor, comes in twice a week to work with Milch and get feedback.
You're your best self when you're teaching and when you're writing.
Yeah.
As one who has had every opportunity to be less than his best self, I'm grateful for the chance to sort of realize the best possibilities of my nature.
Reporting from Santa Monica, this is Tim O'Shea of the Buffalo News on WBFO.